This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. I want to welcome here on BPN Radio, as we pray for revivals all across America, a true revivalist, a prophetic voice, a great preacher, one of the lead pastors at Celebration of Life in Baytown, Texas, a lady who hosts the weekly Warrior Watch every Wednesday on BPN Radio, one of my spiritual daughters, a radical lady from Baytown, Texas, Callie Hargraves. Callie, good to have you on today.
I'm so happy to be on. How are you doing today?
You know, I'm doing well. I'm really excited about 2017. I just believe this is our year, and I really appreciate you being on. You're doing a great job on BPN Radio. I'm so honored to have you, and wow, you just have some amazing guests. And you have a great listening audience, and I'm glad you're on today. I'm glad you squeezed us in, because I know you're very...
Hey, it's my pleasure and honor to be with you, Dale. And it's my honor to be on BPN Radio. What a blessing this network is to so many people, and I believe God is growing it, using it, expanding this network to further the cause and the mantle of prayer across this nation. We have so much to be thankful for right now. I believe God's hand has come back on this nation in such a powerful way. And I believe he's opened a window for the church to really step into this latter day revival, another great awakening. I sense it in my own heart. I sense it in our church. And I sense it in people, men and women of God that I'm talking to across America. So it's a blessing. It is just a blessing.
It's a wonderful day. And, of course, I recognize it I have this opportunity to be able to minister across America, around the world. And I'm believing for the expansion of Breakout Prayer Network that we started way back after I led prayer at the White House in 1996. And now we're 21 years into Breakout Prayer Network, and I'm so glad that you're a part. I'm thankful that you're one of our 1,000 prayer leaders. I like that prophetic word you just gave about expansion, because Gene and I were talking and praying today about expanding BPN Radio, and the guy that helped me found this, Michael Sean Bourne, is just an incredible engineer. We're talking about how we're going to expand everything. But I wanted you to be on today because you're having a conference this week, and you're talking about fire. What is up this week in Baytown, Texas?
Well, we've got a group of men and women coming in here in Baytown. We're having a conference that's actually leading up to a large conference called Her Voice Movement that will be in December in Portland. And it's just, it's hungry men and women of God coming together for 4 days to just literally immerse ourselves in the presence of God and to seek God. It's not a conference in the sense where you come in and you sit down and you got chairs and, you know, you got all, and there's nothing wrong with workshops and all that, and, you know, a normal conference style meeting. But this is a meeting, a series of meetings that is designed for leaders to come in and really get in the presence of God and get a mandate. We're believing God for a mandate and a word for 2017. One of the prophetic words I gave in one of the advertisements was that I believe God was going to set the course for people's lives, not only for 2017, but many of them would get a track to run on for 10 years. And so we've been praying and fasting for these leaders that are coming in, and we're just getting before the Lord. We see a lot of healing. We see a lot of deliverance. We see a lot, many of them get prophetic words. God uses different leaders in this group of women and men that he's bringing from, and literally they're coming from all over. Mm. It's not just here in Baytown. They're flying in from all over. There's probably about 125 registered, and then of course we'll have a big bunch from our church as well. So it's not a huge gathering. It's quite small in my opinion, but it's powerful because it's people of great influence that God is using across this nation. And many of these women, these wives of these husbands that are coming, are women that God is using to raise up prayer groups and prayer warriors across the nation. Prayer is our key mm-hmm. to the Great Awakening. Prayer mm-hmm. is our key to advancement. Prayer is our key to doing the work, the will, and the plan of God. And so we talk a lot about prayer. We preach about prayer. We show it. We model prayer. We prophesy. We lay hands on people. We just believe, God, that when they come in here, they're going to have an experience with the Holy Spirit that will literally transform their life. So we're excited. Jenny Donnelly is actually the one that leads the FIRE conference, and I'm just here helping her support. I speak in a lot of them, not all of them, but as many as I can. I come in and help with that, with whatever she needs. So we're hosting it here this January, and I'm really excited about it being here. I feel like that actually it being in this church, there's going to be a prophetic a shift that's going to come in Texas and in Baytown and in this whole region because of the prayer that's getting ready to go on here in the next and the revival that's getting ready to take place here in the next few days. So I'm excited about it, Papa Dale.
Wow. So you're telling me you don't have a bunch of nationally known speakers lined up?
No. It's just amazing men and women of God that are really impacting the area that God's given them, the place of influence. You know, and I really believe that the revival that we are seeing and going to see is going to be what I call from the common man. Not that God doesn't put his hand on people and raise them up, because he does. He's always done that. God puts his hand on men and women and many times raises up leaders for a nation. That is so amazing. Mm-hmm. But I believe this revival that we're going to see is going to happen in local churches, local pastors, Christians that are committed to go into the marketplace, that are committed to go into spheres and, you know, whatever their sphere of influence in, and make an impact. You know, if 100 people do everything God's called them to do, we make a much bigger impact than just one person doing what God called them to do. So
I agree.
I just really believe that God is calling. There's going to be a lot of no names that God is going to raise up in this next 4 and 5 years. They're going to do great exploits, mm-hmm. and they're not looking for fame. They're not looking for fortune. They're not looking to be across Time Magazine. They're just looking to do the will, the purpose, the plan of God. And if we do that, we will make a difference. We will make a difference. And that's what God's called us to do.
Well, I agree with that. I kind of said that with tongue in cheek. You don't have a bunch of nationally known speakers lined up. I understand it's going to be a Holy Ghost gathering. And, of course, that's right. That's right down my alley, you know. And,
well, we learn from the best.
I've been prophesying for a number of years that it's no names that are coming out of obscurity, coming out of the backside of the desert that's going to begin to lead prayer, preach, prophesy. And I'm inviting these no names just to send me a word from the Lord or whatever they have. And I'm going to be promoting that soon, having to put it in our Dropbox. I'll listen to it. I'll start playing it on BPN radio. I trust that we can we can have some of your recordings from your FIRE conference that we could play on BPN radio as we expand and enlarge and begin to open new avenues and new doors for people to be able to minister. And I believe that I'm going to be able to introduce people that's never ministered publicly ever. And I'm going to be able to let them preach on BPN radio, pray, give a prophetic word, whatever it may be. I'm just really excited about being an avenue of releasing what is happening across America on BPN radio. And I'm excited about your FIRE conference. I love the Holy Ghost, and I love the Holy Ghost and fire, because I was birthed in the fire. And I know that you were too.
It's going to take the fire to really deliver people. It's going to take real, raw Holy Ghost anointing to set people free. We see a lot of people come in our church, Papa Dale, that are just really, you know, our church is in the poor part of town. It's in the part of town where you see a lot of drugs and mm-hmm. a lot of people bound up and really messed up. And it's amazing what the Holy Spirit and the power of God can do.
I know.
I mean, I've seen people walk in this church and be so messed up, can't even hardly put two sentences together. And 4 or 5 weeks under the anointing and under the power of God, and God just healing them, delivering them, and setting them free.
Mm-hmm.
And they walk in, they look like a different person. They're like the man from Gadara. Now they're sound and in their right mind.
Yeah.
You see some people and the lights are on, but nobody's home.
Mm-hmm.
But then you'll see them, and you can tell that Holy Spirit has not only healed them and set them free, but now they're in their right mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing to see what God can do if we will just believe Him and we will just seek Him. And we've got a generation that is, you know, we've got a generation that's riddled with drugs. We've got a generation that's riddled with sexual perversion. We've got a generation that's riddled with fear.
Mm-hmm.
And God called us. We are the answer. We are the solution. We are the solution because God has done it for us. He has transformed us. He's cleaned us up. He's set us free. He's given us our right mind. He took people that most of us, you know, I'm one of those people that wouldn't have amounted to 2 cents without Jesus, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus rescued my soul. He rescued me. And he just, it's kidnapped royalty. You know, the devil wants us to be a mess, but God wants to get us back because we're kidnapped royalty, and he wants us to take our rightful place in the kingdom and begin to just do the work of the Lord. I am a living testimony of somebody that has not been perfect, you know, who's made a lot of mistakes, not proud of those mistakes, but I call myself the user-friendly preacher. So people, you know, Pastor Todd and Cindy have lived for God their whole lives, and you know, really, really been an example for all of us to look toward. You and Gene, you know, just lived for God since you were teenagers and just, you know, just never did anything but just serve the Lord. But I don't have that testimony. I wish I did. I think that's a better testimony. I've made a lot of mistakes, but when people come in the church, you know, I believe that when God saves us and delivers us, we all have a different story to tell.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody sitting out in that congregation can only relate to my story.
Yeah.
You know, and there's some that can only relate to Pastor Todd and Cindy's story. So we all have a story, and our story is so that God can get the glory and people can see their way out of bondage. But yeah, we're really excited about this fire conference. I'm believing God for a lot of breakthrough in these people's lives. And I believe in God for what He's going to do in America. We're praying. We're praying every day. We're praying once a month. I've got a group of women pray once a month with the Warrior Chicks, and then we're praying every day, just really seeking the Lord and believing God. Now's not the time to let up our prayers.
No, that's true.
Whether you got what you wanted in the White House or not, even if you got what you wanted in the White House, that's not the solution to our plight.
That's right.
The solution to our plight is prayer and God getting in the middle of our nation, getting in the middle of our lives, getting in the middle of our children, getting in the middle of everything that we're doing, and God directing us. And
mm-hmm.
so I'm on a personal mission to stay real focused on my prayer life and staying close to Jesus, because
mm-hmm.
I know that He is the way, the truth, and the light. It's Him.
That's
it's
right.
Him.
Yeah, I agree with everything you're saying, Kelly. In America, I believe we've had a governmental change, which I'm very happy about, because now we have someone in the White House is saying to the church, "Go for it. I'm for you. I'll back you." And we were within a whisper of having that window closed on us, but now it's open, and you know, we must have a spiritual awakening. We've had a governmental change. Now we need to have a spiritual change. As your nephew, as your nephew Leland sings here on BPN, we need to see a change. And we do.
Yeah.
We've had a change in government, but But now we have to have a change spiritually, and only that can be the fire of the Holy Ghost that operates in a very radical way. And I'm really excited about your conference, people coming, and I encourage people to come. They can just register on the spot, can't they?
Yeah, they can register. They can go to warrior-chicks.com and register, and we'd love to have them come. Basically, that just covers the food and the stuff that we're going to be feeding people while they're here. But we'd love to have them come if it's not too late. There's an event right there that tells you what you need to do and hotels that they can come into and stay. And we would love to have anybody that wants to come last minute, would love to have you come. We're going to have amazing worship, amazing teaching, amazing prophetic sessions, prayer sessions. Even, you know, there will even be some inner healing that will be done here. We always do a session where we go to the cross. We set up three crosses, and we go to the cross, and we put, you know, red paint on the cross, and people put their hands on the cross, and they really rededicate their lives to the Lord and put things at the cross, and then they take their handprints and they put it on a piece of paper and to be reminded of what Jesus did for them at the cross.
Wow.
We always do a session like that, and then we do a baptismal session for people that want to be rebaptized, and then many times there's people that are baptized for their first time. But the cross is always an amazing, that's something that we do at everyone, whether it's a drenched or a fire, whether it's all women or it's men and women. But we always take people to the cross because that experience alone changes people's lives.
Oh, wow.
So,
well, that's amazing.
It's going to be great.
I'd love to be there. In fact, I might even come. I know Taylor Gentry's coming. She brings some friends. And I believe that people are coming from different directions. And when does it, what's the schedule?
Okay, well, our leaders start tomorrow night, this is just getting leaders ready, but it starts on Thursday night at 7 p.m., and then we have a Friday morning, probably till about 1:30. Mm-hmm. We'll break for lunch, and then we'll come back for Friday night. And then we've got, you know, lunch provided for everybody on Friday, and then, of course, all the leaders we have food for, but it'll be great. So Thursday night and Friday night at 7, and then Friday morning at 10 o'clock.
That's this week, and they can find Baytown, Texas, not far from Houston, Texas.
Yeah, we're east of Houston, headed toward Louisiana. So you can't miss us. If you get on I-10 and you head east, you're gonna go right by Baytown, headed toward Louisiana.
I just believe, Kelly, this could be a life-changing week for a lot of people that are so hungry for God. They're tired of just going to seminars or conferences and listening to somebody speak on and on and on. And, you know, they leave with maybe a notebook full of notes, but, you know, they've not received anything spiritually. I just believe that there's some people listening out there today, and of course this broadcast is replayed throughout the day and night on BPN Radio, that just needs to drop your schedule, head for Baytown, Texas, be there 7 o'clock on Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night, and take some vacation time or take some sick leave or just drop everything you are doing and go and get delivered, get set free, get renewed, get refired, get renewed. And I believe there are people listening right now that just says, yeah, I need that. You might need to bring your whole family. And
yes, and let me say this, Papa Dale, when they come, it's not conference style. So wear casual clothes, be comfortable, bring your exercise mat. The only people that sit in the chairs are the old people like me, but everybody else is on the floor. And I mean, it is definitely unconventional.
Okay.
It's unconventional, but I'm going to tell you, the power of God shows up. I can't tell you how many people have received the Holy Ghost in these meetings. Tons and tons of people that did not have, you know, the Holy Spirit. They received it in these meetings. I can't tell you how many people were delivered of bondage and stronghold in this meeting. We have one man that comes from South Africa who has a real gift for getting people free, and I've never seen anybody quite like him. I've seen a lot of people that I've seen, there's been all kinds of miracles in these meetings where people get healed and delivered. So it's not anything like really what you're used to in the sense of, you know, a conference style. There's no chairs. We don't put chairs up. We put all the chairs up. Everybody sits on an exercise mat. And we do our, we stand up and do our worship. You know, every the worship's the same, but and we really minister, and but it's just really flowing by the Spirit. So we kind of have an outline, but if God gets and decides He wants to go another direction, we just go right with Him. You know, it's a Holy Spirit led meeting.
Yeah,
and the proof's in the pudding. People, I mean, you know, people are flying from all over the country to be with us because most of these people have been in them before. And they realize what God does, and there's life-changing things that happen. So I'm all about anything that makes me closer to Jesus. You know, the other day I was laying in my bed. It was nighttime, and I was resting, and I just felt led to pray for myself that God would increase my hunger for Him. That God would increase my hunger for the Lord, and He would increase my desire for just obeying the Lord and following the Lord. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I really believe there's going to be a lot of people that come into these meetings, and they're going to leave here with their hunger just at a level 10, you know, just really hungry for what God has for them. And, you know, we can't even hunger after God unless He lets us hunger for Him.
I know.
We need God to help us with even our desire for Him.
Yep.
So I really feel like that people are going to have desires for the Lord at such a high level and walk out of this conference with just a new pair of eyes. They're going to be seeing what Jesus sees and hearing what Jesus wants and really following the Holy Spirit. So I'm so glad your baby girl, your grandbaby's coming.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no telling who might show up.
Well, it'll be great. I'm excited. If you show up, you better get ready to work.
Oh, I just love to come and soak, maybe.
All right.
I really would like to come. It's not even been in my thoughts until just a few minutes ago. But if I come, I'll just be back there soaking. I just love to come and soak, and who knows who I might bring with me. And
well, you just come on. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed, Papa Dale. I'm telling you, I wouldn't. I'm too old to do things just to have something to do.
I know.
You know, I'm at the place in my life. I only want to do things that make sense and really what the Lord wants me to do. I don't just go looking for stuff to do. You know, in your younger days, you just do things to just do things. You know, if it's a good idea, we'll do it. That's not how I operate anymore.
No,
I only want to do what the Holy Spirit wants me to do and what I feel is really profitable for the kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know, Callie, that's true. And I just sense a tremendous anointing on you, and I've just seen you grow over the years. And, you know, you're my spiritual daughter. We've been in a relationship since about 2000, 17 years. And I've just seen the Holy Ghost work in your life. I was so thrilled when I got to minister and celebrate your 15th anniversary there at Celebration of Life in January. And, of course, I came with back pain, but I got up and ministered. And thank you. Then I just got to a point where I said to you and your sister Cindy, you guys take it. And I was just amazed how you guys just took it right on. I just passed the baton. Y'all were prophesying and ministering to people. And I just thought, hey, this is great. This is the way life should be. I'll just pass the baton to my spiritual sons and daughters and watch them, prophetic sons and daughters, and watch them go for it. I know this weekend's going to be great. Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night. And I know that you're not promoting music, but you guys have some of the greatest music in the world at Celebration of Life. Leland and Jack Mooring and your family, your worship band, and I could go on and on. I mean, you guys are great.
Thank you so much.
The worship's going to be awesome. The band playing and the music playing and preaching and prophesying. I'm just encouraging people to come and get refilled and refilled with the Holy Ghost and fire and even baptized in water. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we'll even baptize people, you know, in the water in the name of Jesus. We're gonna baptize anybody that wants to be baptized. And then we've also got, not only do we have our worship band, which is, I believe, is like you said, I and I don't mean that prideful, but I believe it's one of the most anointed. It's one thing to be talented. It's another thing to be anointed. Mm-hmm. I think it's some of the most anointed folks I've ever seen. But we've got some other worshipers that are joining us, some worship leaders, a guy by the name of Brant Colella, who's extremely anointed and talented. And then the Wicks, Pauline and Jedediah Wicks, are going to be here helping us with worship. And so it's going to be great. The worship it will be a big part of it, because I just believe when you start worshiping, we are a church that's geared for worship. But when you worship and get in the the presence of God will come where He's being worshiped, you know. Mm-hmm. And Spirit of God shows up, and that's when some of the best miracles happen, is when we're just all worshiping.
I know. I love it. I love the move of the Holy Ghost, and some of the greatest revival services I've ever been in. In my 50 years of ministry, I've been at Celebration of Life in Baytown, Texas. I'm telling you, it's a great place.
That makes my heart happy. I love y'all so much.
We love you too. Go ahead.
I'm excited about what God's doing through BPN Radio.
I know. We're in expanding, enlarging, increasing, multiplying. And we're praying about everything we should be doing this year. One of the reasons we wanted to go live, and now... We're able to go live from anywhere in the world that has an internet connection, because so we could join in revival time, revival services, or whatever God is doing across America and around the world. We are ready to broadcast that, and we are open to Holy Ghost interruptions. Anything He wants to do here at BPN Revival Radio, Prayer Radio.
Amen.
We're open to that. Well, I know you have a busy schedule, so why don't you pray a while before you go?
Yes, Lord, I just thank you for everyone that's listening today. I pray, God, that everyone that's tuned in today, that you will heal them, deliver them, set them free, set them on the path and the course that you have for them for this 2017. God, if there's pastors that are listening and they're in a place of discouragement, I just ask you, God, to send forth angels to encourage them and minister to them today. I thank you, Lord, for the revival that's sweeping America. I thank you, Lord, for a revival of prayer. I thank you, Lord, for a revival of holiness. I thank you, Lord, for a revival of fire, Holy Ghost fire. The churches would be on fire, that the pastors would be on fire, that the leaders would be on fire.
Yes.
For you, God, I thank you, Lord, for marketplace revival. I thank you, Lord, that you're sending evangelists into every sphere. God, there are doctors that are becoming evangelists. There are actors and singers and entertainers that are becoming evangelists. There are engineers and architects that are becoming evangelists. God, that we're going to take this thing called the gospel into every area, every sphere, every echo, every economic status in life. God, you're going to just literally cause your church to become militant, and we're going to preach the gospel and show people what your love can do for their lives. God, I just thank you for a hunger for revival. I thank you for a hunger for prayer. I thank you for a hunger to see people saved. I ask you, God, to increase my hunger and increase everyone listening. Increase our hunger to see people saved and delivered. God, let us be passionate about helping people get their lives transformed. God, take all fear. Let us be bold. Whether we're going to eat Mexican food, or we're going into Walmart, or we're just walking down the street trying to get some exercise, running from a dog that's trying to bite me. Whatever we happen to be doing, Jesus, I just ask you to give us such a passion to show your love and your encouragement. I thank you, God, that this is the year that our children are stepping into their total purpose.
Yes.
I declare and prophesy that our children are walking in holiness, walking in purity, and walking in your perfect will.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord, for momentum in the ministry. I declare momentum in BPN Radio. I declare major momentum. I prophesy momentum with every pastor that's listening, God, that you would help them get into the flow of your Holy Ghost momentum. And God, we just thank you that you're going to do things that we can't do, and you're going to accomplish things that we don't have the ability to accomplish, but we're going to do what we can, and you're going to do what we can't. And I just thank you, Lord, that we're going to be quick to listen to you, to obey you, to follow your instruction, and there will not be any fear. I come against any spirit of fear that has kept your people bound or kept them from doing what you call them to do. I declare that we're bold. I declare that we are adventurous. I declare that we can do all things through Christ. I declare that we have faith, and God, that our faith is so strong that it can move a mountain because our faith is in you. And we just give you the praise and the glory. Amen.
Hallelujah. I set myself in agreement with Callie, Lord, with Callie Hargraves. Lord, I set myself in agreement that the will, plan, and purpose of God is going to be done in this nation, yes, in this land. You're going to raise up people, 11th hour workers, who we've, yes, never heard of, from the north, south, east, and west. And they're going to preach, prophesy, pray, do the will of God, no names. And I just declare that Thursday night and Friday morning and Friday night are going to be 2 days of heaven on earth. In Baytown, yeah, Texas. I'm encouraging people to come and join me there, and everybody that's coming to Baytown. All roads lead to Baytown for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Bringing family members, bringing church members, bringing, yeah, friends that are dry. And I just call for the power of the Holy Ghost to work, yeah, in lives of people in Baytown, Texas. I pray your anointing upon the services, hallelujah, pre-anointed time, hallelujah, yeah, that people feel the anointing even as they take a train, a plane, or an automobile to Baytown, Texas. They'll feel the anointing as they journey there. And I just speak a blessing, yeah, over Callie Hargraves, her Warrior Watch every Wednesday on BPN Radio. All, yes, that she, Lord, puts her hands to do, bless her, I pray. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen. I love you, Papa Dale. Y'all have a wonderful day.
All right. You do the same, and you have a wonderful week, and I just know it's going to be a great time in Baytown.
Yeah, we're going to try to get a couple of radio shows done today.
All right.
We'll be blessed.
Okay.
All right, love you guys.
Bless you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Cause I've been fighting with ragged arms and I'm dying to see your heart now. It's time I have to let you know. If this is the place you want me to be, if this is the plan you have for me, and I will cry, Father, Father, my King. pedestal and walls have fallen, but my heart seems to wait for now. I'll sit at the end of the road and for I'm looking for
Yeah.
Jesus.